Sir Elton's big annual Oscar party benefiting his AIDS Foundation. We'll go on without him this weekend. He's currently on tour making up rescheduled dates because of the pandemic. Elton says he's heartbroken about missing the gala, but happy that big stars, including Lady Gaga, will be filling in to host. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Can you name the worst road in Toronto, in the GTA? In Ontario, it's not a quiz. The CAA really wants to know which roads are the worst, and it needs your help to compile its annual list. Teresa DeFelice is with the CAA, and she joins the Morning Zoom. Great to have you with us, Teresa.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So what qualifies as a worst road? Like, right away I go to potholes and cracks and, you know, stuff that would make the ride uncomfortable. But, worst roads can be a lot of different things, right?
It can. I mean, most popular for in terms of why people take to the website to nominate their worst road is because of poor pavement surface. So like you said, potholes and ruts in the road. But we also get votes and encourage votes for all pain points, including, you know, congested roads or areas, the timing of traffic lights that don't seem to be quite right. Also for cycling and pedestrian issues like lack of sidewalks or poor cycling infrastructure. So lots of reasons to come on and have your say.
Right, because when we think of worst roads, I think right away I go to vehicles because I'm a driver and I'm in my vehicle a fair amount. And so you got to remember the cyclists and you got to remember the people who are walking and the people who are taking TTC, right? Because their ride is affected too by bad roads.
Yeah, most surface transit, both in Toronto and across the province, or most bus transit or buses, and they're on surface routes. So yes, they experience those bumpy rides as they're taking the transit as well.
Okay, so historically, give us some of the worst road contenders in Toronto. Which streets do we hate the most?
In Toronto, Eglinton Avenue, both east and west, tend to dominate the regional list as well as make it to the final Ontario's top 10 worst roads. And that's obvious right now. There's a huge LRT project that's happening. But other roads that took to the list, that made the top five list in 2021 were Weston Road, Dufferin Street, and Bathurst Street.
Got it. I think about that intersection at Dufferin and Eglinton, which has been under construction, I think, since I moved here 30 years ago. And it's incredible to me. It just never seems to get better. Even though we complain about it, it seems like it's still a lousy road to travel on.
It's a very odd configuration because it's got a bit of a curve to it. Plus, the LRT project's been going on for a long time, and sort of the lanes keep shifting. So yes, it's a challenging intersection, and it's a busy intersection. And sometimes some of our busiest roads are the ones that take a hit more than anything else.
I was just thinking, we've had such a bad winter and potholes are oftentimes the result of hot and cold. And so I bet you this year you may see some new streets there who may not have historically had pothole issues, have pothole issues because of just the weather conditions that we've had.
I agree. We've had a lot of huge amounts of snow and then a lot of thawing and freezing because of more snow and cold weathers in between. And, you know, the reality of our winters is they can be really hard on our roadway system.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us, once all this information is collected and you get your list together, what happens then? Like, does it make any difference? Where are you taking it and how are these roads going to get fixed?
Yes, Sam. So what happens is, you know, once the campaign closes on April 19th, we take that list. We actually have our partners at the Ontario Road Builders do a technical assessment. Give us an idea of whether these are just surface problems or, you know, in order to fix them, they require a lot more work, could be reconstruction. And then we release the final top 10 in Ontario, but as well as a series of regional lists across the province, including Toronto's own specific list. And then we take that and we talk to governments about it, because we did a survey in January of this year, and we found that 72% of Ontarians are talking about bad roads, but they're talking about it with their spouses, their families, and their friends, and only 3% ever sort of bubble it up to their local government officials. And so this is part of what CAA does, is our advocacy team then takes that list and highlights these issues with both the municipal and provincial government.
So before I let you go, where do I go to vote? How do I vote?
Yes, please do. Go to caaworstroads.com And you can go back every day. You can vote for multiple roads that you want to see bubble up to the surface of the top list. And then you have until April 19th to go to caaworstroads.com and nominate your road.
How sad is it that we could maybe go every day to the website and cast a vote? Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Teresa DeFelice, CAA spokesperson, and drive safe.